I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Lunch with Leah, season 2, episode 20.
Aren't we just fabulous? We have our own television network right here in Miami, Florida. And it's like, oh my God, they're all calling, wanting our to be on our network. This is hilarious. All right, so what's going on? Well, Roy left to go to New York yesterday. I'll be back on Friday. And it's really, really cold there. He's working on two big cases. I mean, they're going to explode soon. He's trying to keep one of them really quiet, and the other one's definitely going to explode. I'm going to be in LA soon. Oh my God, you don't want to miss me. So tweet me, call me, email me, text me if you're there and you know me. I'm going to be there. I'm going to be doing some filming for 3 days, and then I'll be on Radio Andy with Jeff Lewis on his show on Friday, next Friday. I think that's the 11th or the 16th. Friday the 16th of February. I'll be on 11 o'clock Eastern time with Jeff. And so everything else that's going on is, you know, RJ, he's got his all his studies. It's so overwhelming. They treat these kids like they're in college at Harvard. I mean, this week he had an anatomy test, and then he had an algebra test, and then he has an essay due, and then he has an ACT test this weekend, and then he's supposed to be studying for his driver's license. And every time I mention it, he goes, Mom, I told you, I just need a driver. I just need a driver. It's like, he doesn't have time. He's like me, I don't have time. And so I'm like, RJ, as soon as you get past all this, you're going to take the written test. He goes, you know, Mom, I just really need a driver. I'm like, well, so now do I. There's our phone going off. My friend, I want you guys to send positive energy and lights around, clouds around my friend whose three cats were poisoned. I think they're going to survive. And I'm just getting over the flu, but I started getting this cough last night. And I thought to myself, I coughed all night. If I now get a cough, shoot me. I can't take it anymore. This is like, it's like 6 weeks of this crap or whatever. But everybody's got it. Everybody's lingering on with it. And people are dying. It's terrible. So go get your flu shot and wear those masks. I'm going to start wearing those masks to the airport. I'm serious. I'm going to wear them and wash your hands. I'm going to start wearing gloves to the airport. I'm going to go to the airport with a diamond mask and some white gloves. And then Twitter's been going crazy this week between the memo that bombed, the stock that bombed, and all the gossip. My Twitter account's blowing up. So you got to get on Leah Black Miami for Twitter, because I'm on it all day. It just sucks the life out of me. I get sucked in, and I just can't not keep reading, because everything is on there. And then, of course, I read like 5 or 6 newspapers a day. And then on top of that, I listen to like 3 or 4 networks a day. And then I'm just like an information junkie. It's driving me crazy. I got this from Roy. It's like information. I need to know everything. You've got to know everything. And it's crazy. And I've concluded that if you're only watching Fox News, you have no idea what's going on in the world.
No.
Because you watch CNN, CBS, ABC, NBC, MSNBC, New York, you know, the New York Times, CNN, I said that one, and then the BBC, and then what was the other one I listened to? Oh, and NPR. You listen to all this, and they have one set of facts, and you go to Fox News, and you're like, I'm living in what are they talking about? So if you're only listening to Fox News, do yourself a favor for 1 week alone. Just for 1 week, listen to all these news outlets and read all these other papers, and you're just going to go, oh my God. What are they talking about on there? It's the most confusing thing. I mean, it's just so black and white. You're just like, every every network will have one conversation with the same set of facts. You go to Fox and they have a completely different, it's not even fact-based, it's just spin and commentary. They really should call it Fox News commentary. I don't have a problem with people having an opinion and commentary, but they shouldn't call it news, that's not news. Anyway, that's the story. Fake noise.
You got some comments here. People are saying hello.
Hello. Okay. Hello.
Raquel Barrera says, you are the best guest with Jeff.
I am the best guest with Jeff. I tell him that every damn time. You need to tweet Jeff right now, at Jeff, J.L. Lewis, and say, Jeff, Leah Black is your one and only best guest. I always give him a hard time. I'm more interesting than he is. I just tell him that all the time. You've got to tell him she's more interesting than you are. That'll just really get him going.
Get him fired up.
Get him fired up.
Francis, she loves your emerald.
Oh, my emeralds. Well, Tico gave me these and his wife for Christmas, and this is my emerald ring that I never wear. I think I wear it, but don't wear it because it's small, but it's a very fabulous piece. I don't know why I put it on today. I don't know why. I guess it matches my eyes. I don't know.
I love it.
There you go.
We have a plethora of remedies for you.
A what?
A mother of remedies for you.
Oh, Lord. Well, you'll have to send me those.
Dyson.
Oh, Lord. I think
John
just
Wilkins
get drunk.
John Wilkins has lovely color on you. They like, she said.
Oh, just be fabulous yourself. Oh, Lord. So let's talk about the Super Bowl. Well, first of all, I normally don't really care who wins, but I always root for the underdogs. Of course, I was rooting for the Eagles. And then when I found out the owner of the other team, the Patriots, gave Trump $1 million, I was like, oh, they need to lose. So my reason was different than yours. But in any event, it was an interesting game. But, you know, you're only as good of a winner as you are a loser. And I was very disappointed in how Tom Brady acted after he lost. He put his tail between his legs, his head down. He went into the locker room. He wouldn't come out for the ceremony. He didn't congratulate the other team. He didn't congratulate that little quarterback for the most valuable player, which he should have, because apparently that guy was on his last, they were getting ready to boot him out. He was like a second stringer, and he had had some problems before. And this was his, like, the biggest moment of his life. He's got a family that he talks about a lot. He's like a really good guy, and he didn't congratulate him. And I just thought, oh my God, I mean, you really have to be a more gracious winner than that. I was so disappointed in him. His wife, on the other hand, said that she talked to her kids and turned it into a learning opportunity, that sometimes you have to let the other people win. Well, people took criticism to her that they didn't let them win. Sometimes you have to say that the better team wins. But in any event, they're little kids. And she was just trying to make the point that, you know, you can't always win. You don't win at everything. And just being there is being a winner, I think. But in any event, she got some criticism too, but at least she did go out and congratulate the other team. So I don't know, Tom, you need to shake it off. Call up Taylor.
Nicola says, poor loser. And Lauren Yentis says, Brady is a big baby.
I really felt bad that he embarrassed himself. I felt bad for him because he has had such a sterling career, you know, to lose like that. He should have gone out and just been so excited for the other team and congratulated him and said, listen, we had a great run and we're going to beat you next year, but congratulations, this is your moment, I'm here for you. He should have really capitalized on it, but I guess he was just so shocked that he lost that he didn't have to be, he wasn't prepared on how to handle it. But you don't have to prepare to handle things like that. Character is what shows up when you're not prepared. You know, I mean, seriously, that's a quote we should put on my pillow. Character shows up when you're not prepared, is what shows up when you're not prepared. And then Justin Timberlake. Oh my God, he got so much negativity about his performance. Well, first of all, I think the microphone was not good. You couldn't hear him, number one. Number two, his real strength, even though he's a great little dancer, but his real strength is his voice. And he really didn't showcase his voice. And then he got a lot of flack about honoring Prince. Well, I disagree with that one. You know, Prince was Minneapolis. That's where the Super Bowl was. He was like the biggest superstar to ever come out of there. And when you're honoring someone, I just don't think you should criticize them regardless. And people were posting, but Prince wouldn't have wanted this. What do you know? He's in the grave. How do you know what he wanted? And yeah, he did post something one day or do an interview one day and say that he didn't agree with that. But you know what? People always say, oh, I would never go to that Oscar ceremony. Oh, I just think that's so superficial, those Emmys. And the minute they get nominated, honey, they're on the front row.
I think the issue that everybody was like really having with it all, though, was that, you know, he had
to talk louder and I can't hear you. Yep.
It was one of the things that he had done that, you know, mentioned that before, but they had a feud when Prince was alive that never really kind of got resolved.
Yeah.
So that was, I think, why people felt like it was a little out of place.
You know what? Maybe that was his way of apologizing and saying, you know what? You were one of the greatest of all time and let me pay you my honors. I just don't think people should criticize him for that. Now, what I criticize him
people
for is that ridiculous haircut. Oh, my God, when you have a pretty face, you can wear your hair like that. When you don't have a pretty face, you don't get to wear hair like that. You got to hide part of that face. Oh, that was just that haircut. I can't. And the clothes. What was he thinking? It looked like he came out of the tie-dye machine. Anyway, people were saying that he was just dancing as the music played and that it was nothing but him but ad-libs. And the sound engineer screwed it all up. It was distorted and mumbled. Well, that part may be true. And that it was the worst halftime Super Bowl in Super Bowl history. Well, that's going pretty far. We'd have to go back and look at all those before we make a claim and an accusation like that. And others were thrilled with it, saying that he was awesome and bravo. I think he should have invited NSYNC up there for one song. That's my opinion. Of course, I love Lance Bass and I love the guys at NSYNC and I'm partial, but it would have been a very generous thing to do. He did do it when he got that big, I guess, Lifetime Achievement or some other big award. And a lot of them said that he was miming during his performance and he just belted out a medley of his greatest hits. Well, that's what you're supposed to do. The crowd wants to hear your greatest hits. So I give him mixed reviews. I mean, I think anybody that can stand up there and do that, I mean, you know, bow down to them. I mean, look at this little thing with Prince. He was so pretty. I loved him so much. Anyway, some people didn't like it. They didn't like the fact they used technology. Well, I heard there's a show in Las Vegas with Michael Jackson where it's all whatever virtual, and that you actually sort of feel like he's there. So I don't know. Anyway, what did you think about it? What did you guys think about it? Let me know what you think about it.
And the comments are coming in. It's like they're letting you know.
Sorry, I ask. Exactly. I'm so sorry, I ask. As I drink out of my most appropriate cup.
Most of them agree with you on the Brady thing, and then as far as the halftime show goes, they felt like it was very boring.
And I wouldn't go that far. Oh, my eyelashes. Oh, my God. Oh, thank God. It's been taking me 50 years to grow these damn things. So Pink, on the other hand, shows up with the flu and belts out the Star Spangled Banner. Well, good for her. She did a great job. And let me tell you, that flu thing comes and goes. You get a burst of energy and then you're in the bed again. Now, let's go to celebrity news. Well, you know, I've been bitching about how the princes and the princes-to-be are not taking advantage of the queen's vault. Well, finally, I see a photograph. Finally! Where's my magnifying glass? I need one. Finally! Where she, the princess, or yeah, I guess they call her the princess, has a big cuff on, and I swear, it's like this wide of all diamonds! And they're not little pave diamonds, they're big, chunky diamonds like that. And so I was like, finally, girl, get with the program. Now, the only thing you need, yeah, she's just taking my advice. She just needs to wear the big choker, the big crown, and the big ring, and she'll be all set. And if she needs any advice on jewelry, call me. In other celebrity news, let's see, what did I write here? Oh, Paul McCartney is the only musician who's toppled the chart as a solo artist, and as a duo, as a trio, as a quartet, and as a quintet. Isn't that a nice little bit of trivia? I just loved him. My favorite Beatles songs, though, I loved all the Beatles songs, but I loved, like, you know, The Long and Winding Road and Let It Be, and I loved their ballads because they told such a great story, and I love him, and good for him. I felt when his wife died, it took me longer to get over it than it did him, because you imagine, oh my God, and those little kids, and oh, it was horrible. Anyway, in other celebrity news, Selena Gomez put herself in a facility for a month to work on anxiety and depression issues. Congratulations, Selena. I feel really bad for her. She's got so much talent. She's so pretty. She's so cute, but she's got this lupus disease. She had to have the kidney transplant. And now she says she's always had depression and anxiety, and she feels like she always will. So I'm sending her my support. I'm Team Selena, but on the other hand, it's just that at an early age to have those kind of sicknesses is not a good thing. Well, here's a little stupid celebrity news. 2 billion people in the world eat bugs. Did you know that? They eat bugs, all kinds of bugs. And guess who's one of those 2 million people that eat bugs? You eat bugs?
I had
South Africa. You had a cockroach?
Not a cockroach, a cricket.
A cricket?
Yep.
Oh, my God. I'm going to just die.
Well,
Nicole Kidman, she eats bugs. And they showed a picture of her with a big bowl of all these different bugs. And she was just eating them all. I can't even eat, like, meat.
You can't even eat real food.
What?
You can't even eat real food.
Yeah, I can't eat all that. I can't think of this animal. I can't. Okay, in other news, what is this one? Rihanna and the French president, Emmanuel Macron. Isn't he classy? He's a real leader. He's a real president. Oh, I wish you were American president. He teamed up with Rihanna, and they have raised millions of dollars for education in developing countries. Now, that is a leader. Rather than trying to push people out of the country, we should be educating these people and helping them reach their true potential so they can make the world better for everybody. So good for Rihanna. I now am a fan of hers, even though I don't know one of her songs either. I may know one or two.
Jackie McGrath says she accidentally swallowed a bee once when she was six.
I guess the damn thing didn't bite her. It was dead by the time it got down.
And Crystal says she's a vegan, so
I'm with you, Crystal. I can't. I mean, I can eat some seafood. Now I won't even eat lobster because we now know that they feel pain when they're being fried and died. Oh, Lord. Katie Holmes and Jamie Foxx have apparently finally gone public with their 5-year secret romance. They were seen at an awards thing where they were, I guess, smooching it up and laughing and giggling and flirting. So I guess they've now gone public. Why was that such a secret anyway? You know, these people take themselves so seriously. I get you don't want your personal life all dragged through, you know, the press and everything. But after 5 years, I mean, that's like you got a crazy aunt in the basement you don't want anybody to know about. I mean, that's just crazy.
Had something to do with the whole Scientology.
Oh, the Scientology thing? She's no longer a Scientologist.
No, she's
in.
Kids.
Yeah, I don't know. It'd be really hard for Tom to take Siri after he doesn't see her that much. And just for being Scientologist, if anybody's not watching the Leah Remini Scientology thing, that's quite fascinating. Sarah Ferguson, you guys remember her. Yeah. She was the former prince married to, a princess married to Prince, what was it, Albert? And no, William, Prince William. She was married to Prince William. No, she was Andrew. She was married to Prince Andrew. And so she made a fool of herself when she got into the royal family. And, you know, she, after they got divorced, you know, she was seen out in swimsuits laying at the pools with guys sucking her toes. And, you know, she just had a bad reputation as far, not in U.S. reality TV, she would be a big star, but in royal company, she was snubbed. And so finally, she did not get invited to Prince William and Kate Middleton's wedding in 2011. However, they originally said she was not going to be invited to the upcoming wedding with Markle and what's his name. But now they're going to invite her. So there you go. So she said originally she was not invited and that she chose to go to Thailand in place of the Prince William and Kate Middleton and that she was embarrassed about it. And so the jungle embraced her. I'm like, yeah, well, there's a lot of animals out there that would embrace you. And then apparently They decided that they want to have the family come together and make peace. And her daughter's also getting married, Eugenie, to somebody. I don't know if he's royal. I doubt he's royal pedigree. But anyway, she's getting married, and they're going to get married. I think this is kind of tacky, too. They're getting married in June in the same cathedral that the Prince Harry and Markle are getting. Oh, I don't want that. That's a solicitation, so that would be a decline. Declined. I only answer if certain people call, like Barack Obama or, you know, somebody like that. So apparently they're trying to put the family back together. And then in addition to that, according to a press release, there's going to be a movie about Markle and Harry. Can you believe this?
Already.
You know the palace is screaming. They hate that.
Yeah.
They're going to chronicle the couple's first meeting, their initial courtship, and the intense global media attention surrounding their relationship and Meghan's life as a divorced American actress. You know the palace must just be fuming. And you know they're not going to cooperate, so you can pretty much bet that it's going to be based on a true story and not really a true story. And then in other celebrity news, Quentin Tarantino has spoken out about the Kill Bill car stunt that left Uma Thurman with permanently damaged neck and screwed up her knees. He says, she blamed me for the crash and she had a right to blame me for the crash. I didn't mean to do it. I talked her into getting into the car. I assured her the road was safe and it wasn't. Well, that's a man that would stand up for something that he did wrong, and good for him for standing up for that. On the other hand, he should keep his mouth shut about Roman Polanski. I think he's stepping in it. If you haven't followed that, well, go check it out. Pepsi owns Doritos. Well, first of all, Pepsi is the... I don't drink diet drinks or Cokes or any of that much. I do once in a while, but James has got a Pepsi right there. Pepsi, I just don't like it, and especially after they caught Michael Jackson's hair on fire, I really didn't like it. But I don't understand Doritos. So Dorito is now going to make Dorito chips. I should have brought some today. Sit, don't crunch, because for the women to eat. Well, that is the dumbest thing I've ever heard of. If they want to make Doritos that don't crunch, they should make it for the chomping, big, loudmouth men that have no manners and chomp it down. The women aren't the one chomping. They take little bites and they're subtle. The men, you can hear them across the causeway. So Doritos, your marketing is off. It should be for the men not to chomp. Oh, it's for the women's ears. Oh, well, anyway.
Yeah.
And by the way, women don't lick their fingers either. Men
do.
Well,
that's what they're supposed to not have as much coating, and they're supposed to fit inside a handbag. And the woman who is the head of Pepsi, she's catching a lot of resistance on it. Women are saying it's sexist.
Well, it is, because first of all, most women don't eat Doritos and they don't eat chips. Number two, they don't lick their fingers and they don't smack, for the most part. Men, the fat men with the bare bellies that eat all that stuff and chomp it down really, really loud, they're the ones that need the quiet Doritos. Oh, Lord, it's whatever. In other trivia, the world's oldest man drank one glass of red wine every single day. There you go. And I've heard that the French red wine is the best because it has a certain quality of grapes in it. And more trivia. I love this little story. Abby the dog. Okay, Abby was a black Labrador retriever. He was a search dog, and he posed at a ceremony honoring search and rescue dogs in 2001 in Los Angeles. He was a FEMA certified Federal Emergency Management Agency certified search and rescue canine team. They were honored at the exhibit for being one of 13 canine teams to assist in the World Trade rescue efforts. Now, this is a picture of him. So he disappeared 10 years ago. They get a call from the vet. This woman calls the owner and says, we found your dog. And she goes, both of my dogs are in my house. You must be confused. And she goes, no, its name is Abby. She almost fell on the floor. 10 years later, the dog found its way home. And the woman said it was on her porch, and the dog was healthy and in good condition. So obviously the dog had been well taken care of all those years, and the dog found its way home. Can you believe that after 10 years? I mean, to cry on that one.
Oh, no.
Now, this is my best story of the day. You want my best story of the day? I just love this one. This is in Eastern Maryland. A waterfowl hunter is in stable condition after a dead goose fell from the sky and knocked him unconscious. So this guy is out firing away, killing these gooses. He's killing gooses, killing them. One of them hits him in the damn head, knocks him unconscious, and he's in the hospital. That is karma, karma, and karma. I love that goose. I wish the goose would have lived and he would be unconscious for a while to teach him a damn lesson. Isn't that hilarious? On an eastern river in Maryland, on the eastern shore. Can you imagine? The goose is like, I've had enough of you. If I'm going to die, I'm taking you with me. They'll teach you for killing these animals? I can't even believe it. Oh, really? Oh, God. I just love that goose. I wish I had him. I had name him and taxidermy him and put him on the wall with, you know, if you kill me, you're going down with me. I mean, really? Here's another little bit of trivia. I'm sorry. This is too much. I'm not impressed with this. I think it's stupid. I would be so embarrassed if this was in my house or anyone's house that I knew. I'd probably befriend. It's just, I can't. The Louis Vuitton toilet, everybody. The Louis Vuitton toilet.
It's in an art gallery.
Who wants a damn, people are wasting their time. I mean, I'll never want to even carry Louis Vuitton handbag again because it'll make you think of that damn toilet picture. I can't with people anymore. I really can't. Redaction is now trending, the word with Merriam-Webster, because, you know, the memo that I won't talk about till we get to the politics. Here's something in wannabe trivia. Listen to this one. The younger generation, they need to live out in the country in a one-horse town and go to school and play games in the park and live life instead of being on this social media to the point that they're just making a fool of themselves. So this girl, I just can't believe this. Look at this picture of her. Now, if you can't see it, I'm not going to give her any recognition. She's lying on the damn bed with her butt hanging out in a little skimpy little panties and little panty bra. And she posts this. Purchase a calendar. Send me a screenshot of your purchase confirmation number. And I'll send you a dirty text.
Oh, no.
If my son brought this little trash home, I'd call the garbage company. I just can't take it.
Oh, God.
In real news, Natalie Wood, a person, wow, did you guys watch that film, the Natalie Wood? It's 48 hours. It's the story, the documentary about Natalie Wood and when she went dead. I remember that so well. My parents were such big fans of her, and I remember when she died, everyone was just so devastated. She was only 42. Well, investigators of Los Angeles are saying that Wagner has constantly changed his story, adding that his version of events don't add up. Well, I always had my own thought about that. And then I read the boat captain's book, and then I read her sister's book. Like I said, I'm an information junkie. I'm crazy. And I read every article that ever came out about her. So I have my own, what I think happened. They were in a big damn fight, and they were all drunker than hell. There was an accident, and he had to cover it up. That's what I think. And he's at fault because he should have been there to protect her. It was his wife. So there you go.
Jackson McGrath says, finally the truth about Robert Wagner.
Yeah, I'm just telling you. I mean, he's going to be like, I want to say 88 this week or something. So he's gotten away with it. And I'm glad in a way. I mean, he did have those three daughters of hers, you know, to take care of. And it would just broken them up even more and ruin their lives. But he knows what he did. If nothing happened, he was responsible for it. It was his wife and they were on his boat. On the other hand, they were fighting like cats and dogs, and she had marks all over the autopsy showed that looked like she had been beat up, and he was so drunk, he slammed a bottle of wine down on the counter that splashed all over the place. So, I mean, and then there were people seeing him on the aft deck screaming and hollering, and so all of a sudden they're fighting now, all of a sudden there's no noise at all, she's gone, and then the dinghy happens to be coincidentally loose from the boat. I think he was. They were all drunk, and I think something bad happened, and that it was a cover-up.
So we have a bunch of comments and questions coming.
Yes.
So backing up just a little bit.
Yes.
I said Suits is great. That's with
Suits,
the show.
Never watched
Louis
it.
Buttery from our friend from the UK.
Yep.
He said he's just started watching it. He says it's brilliant.
She act?
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
He said Harry and Meghan are a great match.
I'm wondering if she's a great actress. I'm hoping she's just not acting him into marriage. I don't think so.
Somebody asked if RJ follows Jake Paul. She says her 9-year-old loves him, wants to have a life like him.
Oh my God, RJ doesn't follow anybody. He's got a Twitter account, and once in a while I'll let him look at it and retweet something, but I'm monitored. He's not on social media.
Carmen asked if you're going to be watching Celebrity Big Brother.
I never watched Big Brother until Frankie Grande was on it, and I don't have the patience to sit and watch it. So I watch the clips, the highlights, and the links, but I'm rooting for Ross Matthews.
And Jessica Nicole joined us late, wants to know if you've talked about the military parade yet.
Oh, God! We're going to get to that.
And then Crystal said, please tell me you watched The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills last night.
I did.
What did you think about it?
We'll get to that one, too. That's in my low-hanging fruit category.
And as for the toilet, how do people have time to think about Louis Vuitton toilets? I mean, there are 137,000 dogs abandoned in Spain every year. There's an idea to donate money, or people in Afghanistan or Syria, is what she said.
There are so many things to do with your money other than to make or buy or put in an art museum. Louis Vuitton toilet. That makes me think Louis Vuitton is full of S-H-I-T.
And Ross Matthews is a doll, Nancy.
I love him. In Puerto Rico, this is day 40, where more than 1 million people do not have power. That's 28% of the island. 100,000 people have no clean water. And it's still an emergency. So if you want to help, walk behind this beautiful burrito portrait of me, fabulous, that he sent me. Yes. I would never commission a portrait of myself, but he did send it, and it is fabulous. He's a world famous artist, Brito. Behind that picture, we have some tents. Every week, we send tents to Puerto Rico. For $20, you can get a tent that a volunteer can sleep in. For $40, a couple could sleep in. It goes up to $100, where 8 people can sleep, and $150 is a tent with a patio and a roof on it. So all you have to do to go to hello@leahblack.com and ask us for the details. And we will tell you, you don't have to do anything. You ship us the tent. We put your name on it, that it is gifted, and it's a donation from you. And we get it taken and picked up and delivered to Puerto Rico. And you don't have to pay for anything except just get the tent here. And if you look, what we do when your money comes in, like let's say you send $150 for the tent with a roof on it, then we wait till they go on sale, and then we get that one plus a $40 one. So if you send $20 in, you know, we stretch the money. So send us your tents. In other news, look at this. Women in Iran are moving their headscarves out and open to prove they're no longer going to take it anymore, in defiance of the government rule that requires them to be veiled in public. Oh, that's great. They don't have to be veiled in public anymore. Then that's great. We can sell them our skincare. They don't want their faces to look pretty. Sunyouth.com.
So a couple of questions. They said that they'll ship 10. Stacy wants to know, can I send other supplies? People want to know.
If for Puerto Rico or Haiti. If you have Puerto Rico or Haiti, if you have supplies, if you send them here, we'll get them there. Absolutely. Not food. The food has to go to Puerto Rico. It can't go to Haiti because of customs and stuff. It's difficult. So anyway, women are protesting against wearing their scarves. The swollen river in Seine, Paris, or Seine, or how do you say it, whatever it is, in Paris, S-E-I-N-E. I'm not a French speaker, even though we do have a distributor in France that sells our LeahBlack.com products, has had the heaviest rains in half of a century. And it is flooding, the river is flooding on up to the streets, forcing 1,500 people to evacuate their homes in Paris, causing a commuter chaos and led to the closure of part of the Louvre Museum. So if you don't think there's a real climate change, then you need to look around. I mean, this is just one more example. I mean, this is the first time that this... Unbelievable. It's 19.2 feet. That's 13 feet above the normal level. The heaviest rains. It's engorged the river, and it's 1,500 people had to evacuate, and it's just flooding the streets of Paris, France. So climate hoax is not a hoax, even though the EPA is scrubbing the data off the White House website. Did you know we are sending 242 athletes from the United States to North Korea for the Olympics, for the Winter Olympics. So that's good. The skating, I think, starts this Thursday. I'm going to get to Housewives in 1 second. But before I do that, I got to tell you what you've got to watch. You've got to watch The Mosaic with Sharon Stone. I don't know what it's on, HBO or one of those. The Alienist, I'm not into, but Roy's liking it. It's very gross, but it's kind of interesting. Oh, Jason would like it. He would like The Alienist. Mm-hmm. And, of course, I watched the news 24 hours a day, and then I watched all of the Donovan that I had TiVo'd, and then the Versace story was back on last week, and, I mean, that story's fascinating. And remember I commented that I thought that they shouldn't have, you know, maybe exposed so much of Versace's life, his private life. But now, after doing my research, I realized that this show was really more about the life of Cunanan than it was Versace. And they're trying to show Cunanan's life, and or however you say his name. And the thing is, with that, they exposed... I'm not worried about the time, so don't put that pressure on me. Okay. So... that's like they're putting more attention on him than they are Versace, so that's just part of telling the story. My thinking is they used Versace to hype up the movie so people would watch it.
People want to know if you've ever watched Shameless?
No.
And did you see Bethany's live Instagram last night with Frederick?
No.
Her show with Frederick debuted last night.
I did not see that. I can't get hooked on one more reality show. I just can't. Not going to do it. Okay, reality TV, Housewives, the lowest hanging fruit of TV. Well, Portia and Candy. Remember that whole thing where Portia and Phaedra said that Candy, you know, put that date rape drug or whatever and was whatever, that whole nasty story that Portia was fired for? I told you all along that, no. Phaedra was fired for it. Mm-hmm. And I told you all along that Portia's fingerprints were all over it and she was not an innocent bystander. And Candy has now come out and said that she thinks Portia lied and that they were in it together. And I said that all along. I think I think Portia was playing the, throw Phaedra under the bus. And I liked Phaedra on that show. I wish she'd come back. I miss her. Ramona's being sued by a former stylist for apparently wearing clothes and then making the stylist take them back after she wore them. Oh my God, the girls here in Miami did that all the time. They didn't even try to hide it. It was kind of like everybody in town knew when they came in. They're not spending any money. Luann has hired a sober team. That's interesting. Maybe she'll sing a song about it. We saw Erica's husband, Erica Girardi, when I went to this luncheon on Monday. My husband, Roy, was inducted into the Trial Lawyers Hall of Fame. And Erica Girardi's husband, Tom Girardi, was there. I spoke with him for a while. He's just the cutest thing. I loved him. And Alex Rodriguez made amazing motivational speech. He's really Felix is the real deal. He donates to charity. He helps the Boys and Girls Club. He and Jennifer raised $34 million for Puerto Rico. I mean, he really is the real deal. And he was just so gracious and so nice. And he was so praising of Roy, of helping him with his legal problems. And he shouted out to me in the audience. And he gave a great motivational speech. And people just love him. He's so good looking, by the way. He's much better looking in person than when he photographs. Kind of like me. If you think I'm pretty, you think I'm pretty now, just wait until you see me in person. Oh my God. And then Giudice got transferred from his prison to a resort prison. Oh Lord. So he was in a different, you know, what they do when you go to jail, and something I've experienced and watched over the years and listening to people's stories. So he was transferred from a federal prison in Fort Dix, New Jersey last month to a low security correctional facility in Allenwood, Pennsylvania, according to TMZ. Now, why that's significant is this is how they work. When you first go to prison, you go to the worst ever. And then based on your behavior and your sentencing guidelines and the recommendation of the Board of Prisons and 20 million other things, you can get transferred to a better facility. Now, a lot of people don't take the better facility because it's too far from where their family and friends would come to visit. But he did. It's in Pennsylvania. And now he'll have access to a wide variety of food and products. He can buy stuff like butter pecan, ice cream, mackered filet, Thai tuna steak, and cappuccino.
Oh my God.
He can also buy Neutrogena shampoo and Skull Candy earbuds. What the hell are those? And so now it's going to be luxury living compared to what he had before. And if that doesn't convince you, consider that he gets a brunch every weekend. I hope they don't put bugs in it. And you can participate in yoga, fitness classes, some kind of ball and flag football. You know what? If they're giving all these benefits in the prisons, we need to get my skincare in there, sudden use. You know, you got to wash your face and look good when you come out. And there are some ground rules, though. You're only allowed 5 guests per visit, and none of them can wear makeup or anything sexy. Guess the cameras won't be following them to the jail. Then in real, one more thing about Atlanta before I go into Beverly Hills. I was so embarrassed for the way Portia humiliated and embarrassed that blind date she went on. Did you guys see that?
No.
From the time she got there on this blind date, she talked about, well, you know, my mom's waiting on me. Oh, I've got to get home. Oh, the phone's going to ring. I mean, she was just so obvious, and the guy was such a gentleman, and he was so nice about it. And she was so disappointed when she saw him because they said, look for a guy in a gray sports jacket with jeans. And she talked all the way in the car on there about jeans. Jeans, he's wearing jeans. Well, honey, I got jeans on right now. Like she's some highfalutin. Like she's some highfalutin royalty. So she's criticizing. And then she gets here. The guy's bald-headed, and he's nice looking. And he was very sweet, and she just treated him. I was so embarrassed. I was cringing. So that's my takeaway from Atlanta. And then speaking of Orange County starting to film, I believe this week or yesterday or something, I may see Kelly when I am in LA. I like to see her. And then Lisa Rinna, go to her Facebook page. How do you find it, James?
On Instagram. On her Instagram stories.
Go to Instagram stories with Lisa Rinna and watch her talk about my face mask. Hilarious that you can get at leahblack.com. She loves it. Then Lisa Vanderpump stormed off. I didn't get that last night. She just left because she didn't like the conversation going on between Dorit and Dorit and Kyle, because she came to say, well, lawsuit was dismissed. And they wanted to talk about something else. And she felt put off that they weren't celebrating about the lawsuit, and she didn't like the chatter. And I guess she thought it was superficial nonsense, and she just got up and left.
And they showed up late.
Well, that would have been enough for me. That would have been enough.
I think that set the tone.
That probably set the tone, because they were, again, 30 minutes, 40 minutes late. You know what? Can I tell you that happened to me in Miami all the time? But the producers in Miami never showed that, but it was constant. It was an ongoing theme of girl showing up late. But to be honest with you, I wouldn't have gotten up and walked out, but I would have called him out on the being late, and I would have called him out on being, you know, I'm trying to tell you about some really good news and you're obsessed about what was it, glasses or stemware or some whatever bullshit, but whatever. I like them all, so I don't have any dog in that fight. And then the beach house, what a beautiful beach house that Teddy has. Mm-hmm. But did you I know Lisa didn't mean it, because I know Lisa, but when she said, I was so dying, when she said, oh, it's just been in the family for years.
Yeah.
In other words, little old you can't afford this. I was like, you didn't really say that. Take it back. I know she didn't mean it that way, but it just came out that way, and I was cringing for her because I know she's not a condescending person, but it came off that way. But thank you, Lisa, for your Instagram story about a black mask. She was so funny on there, that mask pulling and tightening and toning her face, and you could see the pores getting smaller right before your eyes. She can't even talk. She's like, my God, this damn thing works. Okay, my quote of the week, I'll save that for, oh, well, we're going to get to politics, so we don't have time. We can keep going if you want. I'll just go for a couple of things. Stormy Daniels wants to go on the Howard Stern show, but she doesn't want to talk about sex with Donnie. Well, what the hell is Howard Stern going to get? But that's what he, what am I going to put her on there for if she's not going to talk about sex? So obviously she's got a PR tour going and she's going to capitalize. She's going to stretch out this 15 minutes and oh my God. See, by doing stuff like the way she's handling it, she's just discrediting herself, I think. But on the other hand, he did give her $130,000 in hush money.
A Kardashian named the new daughter after her.
Oh, well, she named her Stormy, but I don't know if it was after her. Trump's household aide. Listen to this. Trump gives someone at the gives the EPA a really big, important job. He gives it to his household aide's husband. Talk about we only hire the best. Are you hungry, thirsty, or you just want to bitch and chime in, little black? Christy Brinkley said that Trump was out chasing skirts back when he was married to his first wife, Ivanka. Well, newsflash, tell us something we didn't know, Christy. No, I gave you some food right there. And then listen to this one. I love this one. Bush Sr. handed Clinton a $269 billion deficit. Clinton handed Bush a $127.3 billion surplus. Bush Jr. handed Obama a $1.4 million deficit. Obama reduced Bush Jr.'s deficit to $492 billion. So tell us, who is the party of fiscal responsibility? And when you see all those tax cuts going to the rich, that money's got to come from somewhere. And now they're getting ready to gut Medicare and Medicaid. Pay attention. When Kathy Griffin released her now famous decapitated Trump photo, even her own mother renounced the publicity stunt. She said, I'm not with you on this, Kathy. You've gone too far, the 97-year-old mother said. The boyfriend said it's like everybody turned on her, but despite the reaction, she did it anyway. And then she didn't realize that she made a mistake until Rosie O'Donnell said, what if Daniel Pearl's family saw this? Oh, that, I'll never forget that. That's the most horrible thing. That's back when the Taliban chopped his head off that young, oh my, it was just a young little guy. And the process behind the photo was taken by this big photographer, and it was just to drum up publicity for a stand-up tour, and she was just trying to be outrageous, and she just overstepped the bounds. But she says, in history, she will be a legend. She'll be named as a legend. And then Trump is still not imposing the Russian sanctions, even though 95% of Congress voted for the Russian sanctions. He's ignoring them. If that's not obvious of something, I don't know what is. Happy Valentine's Day! You get this little bracelet for free along with my beautiful, I don't know if you can see how gorgeous this is, but the fabric on this is so spectacular. And I remember one year, who was it that did a bag in this? Jimmy Choo, and it was like $4,000 in this fabric. This is cherry red. We call it candy roll. It's gorgeous, and it's on sale for $2.99 for Valentine's Day, and we ship the next day at the latest, shipping free, and maybe the same day, and you get this beautiful wrap bracelet that's, you know, they're very popular, this look in Hermes and other lines, for free for Valentine's Day. So, men, if you haven't bought your loved one a handbag or anything for Valentine's Day. This is it. And women, buy yourself something. Don't depend on a man. Just go get his credit card and buy it. Next week, I'm going to be out of town, so we'll resume on the 21st, but I will be Facebooking live, and I will be tweeting nonstop, and I will be posting on Instagram, but we'll be back on the 21st. So we'll have Valentine's week off. I want to thank you, Babak, from LifeGoesPop.com. He made the most beautiful pillows. This isn't an advertisement. I'm happy to buy them from him. But for my friends that I wanted for Valentine's Day, where they, I wish I had one here to show, where they post, go to LifeGoesPop.com and look at the pillows. They're not expensive, and you can have any photograph you want put on a beautiful pillow. And by the way, this is not an advertisement. I'm not being paid for this or getting anything. This lipstick, Power Lips, I'm loving it. This, I love this. I'm telling you, people love this lipstick. So you can go to hello@leahblack.com and I'll give you the company's name. You can order it yourself. It's not expensive. And
I want to know what the original price was on that. It's
I think it was $4.50 or $4.95, but it's $2.99. And I'm telling you, the fabric on this is just spectacular. The lighting really doesn't do it justice. It's just gorgeous. I love it.
Hold it down in the frame.
I mean, but look, you got to get the lighting. I'm trying to get the lighting, but isn't it pretty? It's not shining enough. I should have brought a flashlight.
Yeah. Stacy Stockton is the Power Lips girl.
Oh, Stacy. Well, we have to give them hell to get a hold of her. The quote of the week. Oh, I want to do my part in creating a world that works for everyone. I guess I'll put that on a pillow too. So signing off, come here, little boy, from Little Black and myself. Sit here, honey. Oh, the executive producer, the head of security, and he has his own Twitter account, Little Black Miami. Say bye, Little Black. Oof. Now's the time to talk. Oof. Oof. Bye, everybody. I'll see you the 21st.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.